with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. This week brings the minutes from the Federal Reserve's final meeting of 2018.
It's going to be a great gauge on how Federal Reserve officials were thinking about the kind of confluence of positive and negative signals that we're seeing from both the U.S. and the global economy.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sharon Nunn has the details. But first, here are some other stories we're following. More first-time homebuyers are getting loan assistance from their parents. More than a quarter of borrowers who used loans insured by the Federal Housing Administration received down payment assistance from a relative in the 12 months through September. According to the FHA's annual report, that's an increase from about 22% in 2011. Challenges for new home buyers include rising home prices and higher mortgage rates. Apple's struggles in China follow a troublesome period for Samsung in the world's largest smartphone market. 5 years ago, Samsung was the number one seller there. Now it has less than 1% of the market share after struggling against competition from Chinese rivals who sold similar products at lower prices. The company was also hurt by a recall in 2016, which hurt the brand. Apple cut its revenue forecast last week, in part due to slowing iPhone sales in China. General Motors' self-driving car unit Cruise and DoorDash are teaming up on autonomous food deliveries. The two plan to start their program in March. Competitors, including Alphabet's Waymo unit, are making similar moves. And many restaurant and grocery companies are also ramping up delivery services for their customers. Starbucks, for example, is planning to expand delivery of its products with Uber Eats. The latest data shows package delivery firms were able to keep ahead of demand during the peak shipping season by adding jobs earlier in 2018. Firms ended a 20-month expansion in December, cutting 5,200 jobs. Growth in e-commerce deliveries pushed companies to boost hiring earlier in the year. Messenger and courier operators had added 72,100 jobs over the previous 12 months. According to ShipMatrix, United Parcel Service and FedEx were also both able to improve on-time deliveries this holiday season. Still to come, we'll run down this week's economic calendar. This week brings more economic data from December, including the minutes from the Federal Reserve's final policy meeting of 2018. Joining us now from Washington to preview the week ahead is Wall Street Journal reporter Sharon Nunn. Let's start with a look back to last week. The final jobs report of 2018, which came out on Friday, was a strong report. Now, the question is, can we keep the momentum going in 2019?
Yeah, that's what everyone is wondering. This was a very surprising report. I mean, it was just so much stronger than a lot of economists had expected. We saw strong jobs gains in December, and wage growth posted their biggest full-year gain in this current business cycle. So workers are finally seeing a little bit more in their paychecks at a faster rate than they had been. There really weren't any weak spots in the report that I noticed or that economists that I talked to had noticed. Really, and the weakness that we'll worry about going forward is slowing global growth and market volatility.
Another big data point out this week are the minutes from the Federal Reserve's December meeting. That's where the Fed said we can expect fewer rate hikes this year. We also heard from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Friday. He said the Fed will be patient with rate hikes. What other information might we gather from the minutes out on Wednesday?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to kind of focus briefly back on what Chairman Powell said Friday, I mean, he said that he thinks the economy is on track to sustain good momentum this year, but that the Fed is willing to adjust policy quickly and flexibly if it needs to, and that the Fed wasn't really on a fixed path. So really, I think that the minutes that we'll see are going to provide a window into how Federal Reserve officials are thinking about the kind of confluence of positive and negative signals that we're receiving from both the U.S. economy and the global economy.
And Powell also said on Friday that he wouldn't resign if the president asked him to. And Powell has been pressed now several times on criticism from the president over the pace of the Federal Reserve's rate hikes.
Yeah, so Federal Reserve independence is something that's very key to anyone who watches the economy or has investments or has an interest in the economy's growth. And I think that Chairman Powell's comment really kind of reassures a lot of analysts and market watchers that there is a separation there and that he will work to maintain that separation between the presidency and the Federal Reserve.
Okay, let's get to a few of the other reports out this week. We have the ISM non-manufacturing index on Monday. What will you be looking for there?
Yeah, so this is a great gauge of the services industry. We call it non-manufacturing, but really that just means services. And the services sector industry really represents the bulk of our economic output, what we measure when we're measuring economic growth. And so we saw that the manufacturing industry's growth pulled back pretty starkly in December. So investors will be looking to this report for signs of the pace of economic growth in this coming year.
And on Tuesday, we have the job openings and labor turnover survey. That's also for the month of December. What information can that survey give us on top of last week's jobs report?
Yeah, so I think it's just going to kind of be another sign of the tight labor market. I mean, we added so many jobs in December, and it really just does go to show you that employers are continuing to hire and that the labor market is continuing to tighten, and we're seeing wages respond as a result. So I think we're just going to have further proof that it's going to get harder for employers to hire new talent.
And finally, let's skip ahead to Friday and the Consumer Price Index, a good gauge of inflationary pressures. Sharon, what should we look for in this report?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a very fascinating report. We've seen price growth kind of pull back in recent months, or at least, you know, tick down a little bit. Certainly not flaring like a lot of economists would expect with the kind of solid wage growth that we're seeing. But that being said, we did see some pretty outsized wage growth in this past jobs report. So this will be a good gauge of whether inflation is going to flare in response to better wage growth in the coming months.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Sharon Nunn joining us with a preview of the economic data out this week. Sharon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.